Speak to you today in the name of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Morning. Our collect today prays to God that we might be illumined by his word and sacraments. We need them. Boy, do we need them. Our first lesson this morning tells us of the young boy Samuel. To fill you in a little of his background, his mother Hannah remained childless and went with her husband to the temple to worship and make sacrifice, as was their yearly custom. And this one year, Hannah prays desperately to God for him to look upon her with pity and to give her a son that she then would gift back to the Lord's service all the days of his life. And on that day of prayer, Eli the priest blesses her prayer, and Hannah did conceive and bear a child, and she named him Samuel, meaning God has heard. After Samuel was weaned, Hannah brought the child to Eli in the temple for his training and his service to the Lord. And this is where today's story places us. Samuel now lives and trains in the temple with Eli as teacher and guardian. Samuel is still very young, and he has much to learn. And today's lesson teaches us that one of the most important things that Samuel has to learn was how to recognize, hear, and follow God's voice. While sleeping, God calls out to Samuel, but Samuel assumes it is Eli. This happens a few times, and Scripture explains to us that Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. See, this holds great teaching for us today. It reminds us that even when we are faithful Christians, even when we come and we gather and we worship in God's sanctuary, our presence here itself may not be enough for us to be able to recognize, hear, and follow God's voice. That is why our prayer, our collect today, is so essential. Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, is the light of the world, grant that your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, may shine the radiance of Christ's glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth. See, we're not only to learn to be able to recognize, hear, and follow God's voice for our own benefit, but also so that we might be changed, that we might actually shine with the radiance of Christ's glory and display him to all our world. And that seems a little bit overwhelming. So let's start with just the first part today. Recognizing, hearing, and following God's voice. Now, I've heard many, many people over the years tell me they have never heard God's voice. And I want you to know that if that is the case for you, that is okay. Although not everyone might actually hear God's voice, I do believe that everyone can hear from God. They are two different things. Now, we might wish to be like Samuel and have God call out to us very directly in a voice we can hear, understand, and follow. But God does not always work that way. Sometimes he does, and blessed are those who hear the voice of God. But God can call out to us other ways as well. Let's take our collect, which focuses on the word and sacraments. These are two definite ways that God can call out to us. and that all of us have the ability to recognize and then respond to him. You see, we're so blessed to live in the time and place that we do. We are so blessed to be Christians here in the United States, to have the Word of God available to us in our own language, free to hear it, to study it, to learn and grow by it. We know this has not always been the case over the course of history, nor even today in other parts of our world. There are still places in the world in which the gospel has not yet been translated to a people's own language. And there are also places in our world where the Word of God is outlawed. It's banned, it's forbidden, it's even burned when found. Christians there risk their very life smuggling the Bible into such places. And people there revere and honor it as the most prized possession. Yet here it seems things are a bit different. We have Bibles all around us. Every time I check into a hotel room, the first thing I always do is open every drawer until I find the Bible. And it's always there. It's often placed there by the Gideons. This brings me great comfort. And we even, most of us, all have a Bible in our home or easily in our possession. We have liberty to read it. We're educated to understand it. We are so blessed. But just because we are blessed does not mean we receive the blessing. The blessing might be right there before us, and yet we may not receive it. We might just leave the blessing lying there, untouched. Now, I know it's not been known within the Episcopal Church, per se, to place the highest priority on studying the Word of God, but this really is a fallacy. Episcopalians are actually very well-versed in Holy Scripture, even if they do not know it. You may not realize that nearly 80% of the Book of Common Prayer is direct Holy Scripture. That book, too, is a great blessing to us, and one that we should be eager to fully receive rather than left lying there untouched. Sacraments, too, are mentioned in our collect. They, too, are in generous supply to us. We can gather and have multiple occasions, even within the course of 1 week, to receive the blessing of the Holy Eucharist. Every week we have multiple occasions to receive that, with other sacraments available frequently. So we must ask ourselves, do we receive these blessings? Or do we leave the blessing lying there, untouched? And just like Samuel, most of us need someone to guide us. Here, too, we are blessed. Samuel had Eli. We have Paul, a Christian, a priest, wise, learned, holy, compassionate. He has traveled the road before us, learned to recognize, hear, and then follow God's voice. He has so much to teach us. Do we receive that blessing fully? Or do we leave that blessing just lying there before us? See, the current state of the church and the current state of our faith is a wake-up call. Empty pews around us, empty hearts within us, is a wake-up call. Each of us must decide for self what place God will have in our lives. And like Samuel, each one of us must learn ourselves how to recognize God, how to hear and follow him. We know that presence here alone may not be enough. there's more blessing for us than even that. If it all seems like a lot to contemplate, you might break it down to those two most basic and blessed things, word and sacrament. How often do I partake of God's holy word? How often do I partake of the blessing of the sacrament? These are good places to start. See, what I've learned in my own faith journey is that I needed to breed familiarity with God in order to be able to recognize him and hear him and follow him. Familiarity is the key, you see, and Samuel teaches us too, because God didn't just call out to him once or twice and then give up. God called out over and over and over until God heard Samuel's reply, "Speak, for your servant is listening." See, God had been speaking. It was Samuel that had to learn to listen. And I dare say God does the same with us. He calls out to each of us over and over and over again until we too can tell him, "Here I am, Lord. Speak. I'm listening." Now, he may do this through his holy word. He may do this through his holy sacraments, through our beautiful hymnody, or even with his very voice. But I do believe he continues to call us over and over again until we reply. Now, when God was calling me to serve his church, he was so persistent. He used so many different methods to call out to me. It's quite unbelievable upon reflection. Yet while it was happening, I didn't always understand or recognize it was God's voice, his call. But now I know upon reflection there were multiple times that he spoke to me in prayer and other times he spoke to me in worship. And many times he spoke to me through Holy Scripture or when I prayed the daily office. He spoke to me through music and devotional readings. And once, he literally spoke to me through a printed sign. That's a sermon unto itself. And yes, I have heard the voice of God. But many, many, many other times, God spoke to me through you, through other people, through your words and your actions. You see, just as God spoke to Samuel through Eli, I know that God speaks to me frequently through other people. In fact, as often as I carefully tune into him, I hear him. Now, you might wonder how I learned to recognize it was him through all these things. Again, by breeding familiarity. Over and over and over again, I studied Holy Scriptures, and over and over and over again, I received the sacraments. All of these over and over and over again until I heard God's call and voice within them. Now, if you haven't heard yet, then that means God is still calling to you. A blessing indeed. And if this is the case, my friend, my only advice is that you trust God is calling you. And if you place yourself frequently within that call, you too will begin to hear. Receive the blessings fully, and God will fully bless you indeed. What it comes down to is asking yourself, can I be Samuel? A blessed epiphany tied to you. I'm praying the one true light might illuminate and bless you with all truth. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Amen.